Unit 1.8. Speaking Skills. Task 1. Page 20. Model Answer. Student A.
Obviously, there are many benefits to public transport. Firstly, without public transport, most people would not be able to get to work, and the roads would be very congested with private cars. So public transport is a much more efficient way to travel than a private vehicle. But one of the drawbacks of using public transport is that it is often very crowded and not as comfortable to travel with as your own car. It can be very uncomfortable, especially during the morning and evening rush hours, when buses are packed, and this is made worse if there is a lot of congestion on the roads as well. Although traveling in your own vehicle is more comfortable, private transport causes a lot of problems on the roads in towns and cities. Sometimes you see a car with only one person in it. This is very selfish as it contributes to traffic congestion. It is much better to use public transport where you have one vehicle carrying lots of people. Another problem is that there is not enough parking space for all the cars, and roads can become blocked when there are too many cars parked along them. Public transport works out much cheaper than having your own vehicle. Having a car is very expensive because you pay a lot of money to buy it, and then you also have to pay a lot for things like maintenance, insurance, tax, and petrol. If you use public transport regularly, you can buy a travel card each month, and this is cheaper than buying a ticket every day. I don't have a car because they cause a lot of pollution. My personal opinion is that people should use public transport for travel, or ride a bike, or even walk. People would be healthier and have more money if they stopped using their cars.